opposed to Hilchos Karuvos, which focuses broadly in terms of Yisurim, so Basar B'Chalav is actually very, very narrowly and specifically focused. It is also somewhat unique from all other Yisurim, almost all other Yisurim. You know, the Gemara says that Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. Now, I know what the Gemara ultimately says what the Chiddush is, but there's a Hava Mina that the Gemara rejects. What's the Hava Mina the Gemara rejects? The Chiddush of Basar B'Chalav is what? Why is Basar B'Chalav a Chiddush?
Two things that are mature when put together.
Then I do not believe that you just said that. What? Just ignore what he said. Somebody else say the correct answer?
Directly.
That's the Havanim. That Itaru Lei Kula Yoma Bechelba, if you soak it the entire day in the meat and milk, it's Mutter Minat Torah, right? Don't forget we can Kavush, this is all over the place. Okay, but only when you cook it. Derech Bishal Asra Torah. Now the Havavit of the Gemara would have been that you take positive plus positive, multiply a positive and a positive, and you get a negative. It would be unique, except for there is one other situation that I can think of. Where you take, what's that? I would say kilayim. Different shatnez, if you pull the linen threads out, you're okay. Whereas when it comes to kilay akerim, once they're mixed together, and we'll have to talk a little bit about what that means once they're mixed together, so you take heter plus heter, and you get iser. So these are, as far as I can tell, maybe I'm forgetting something, these are somewhat unique types of Yisurim, where you start out with things that had, as the Gemara and the Mechilta will say, Haya lahem sha'as heter, or the Babli's formulation is, Haya lahem sha'as ha-kosher. So it's highly unusual. We're normally used to thinking of things that if two things start out life, things always move in general in the halachic spectrum from asr to mutter, not from mutter to asr, at least in the area of food. Right? Foods that are asr typically started out life as such. It's possible for nevela to become kshera. How? If it comes no longer ru'i lager, if it rots so that it's not food anymore, but a kshera never turns into vela. So basar b'chalav and in that sense kilay akerim are in a similar category. So anyway, I wanted to start by looking at the Midrashei Halacha. A lot of this material is actually, not all of it by any means, but a lot of it is found actually in the Bavli. We're going to do something unusual, which I hate to do, but it'll take a little bit of time. We have to cover like 3.5 lot of Gemara first. Which is the sugyas that introduce, you know, Basar B'Chalav and the why, really the central question. What is the central question in the psukim of Basar B'Chalav? There's one question that stands out. I heard echoes of it. I heard Hayden. Why is it repeated three times? Note that the first two times it appears in what we would term a cultic context. Reishis Bikurad Masacha Tavi Beis Hashem Al Kecha, found both in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Kisisa. In Parshas Re'eh, in Sefer Dvarim, it's found in a totally non-cultic context. Lo slachul chol nevela, la gera sher v'sharecha, titanen v'achala, o mochor l'nachri, ki am kadosh atal Hashem l'kecha, lo sevashel g'vibach alev ima. So the question really is, why is the pasuk repeated three times? And that is, in fact, the preoccupation of the Mechilta, trying to explaining the threefold repetition. So let's start by reading. Adin, go ahead.
Go to Vashel Gadiba Chalivimo, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Bifni Mane Amar Bishol Shama Kamot, Kneged Shalosh Britot Shekara HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yisrael. Achat Bahori, Achat Ba'arvot Moab, Achat Bahar Bizim Bahar Yivah.
All right, so Rabbi Yishmael's position is a very interesting position. It probably could be termed the outlier, and it is connected to another famous position of his. What is Rabbi Yishmael's position? What do we learn from the threefold repetition according to Rabbi Yishmael?
Nothing. Not Doresh Extra words.
So Rabbi Yishmael's position, at least as presented by the Bavli, in many places, the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, as to how to relate to repetition and things in the Torah, specifically in Mishneh Torah, is that Rabbi Akiva believes if it's repeated, you learn new things from everything. Rabbi Yishmael's position is that it was only Nishneis Mimnei Davar Shin Nishadishbo. In other words, you have some novel point, and how that fits here, I don't know, and then everything else is repeated along with it, but you can't darshan anything extra. So in this case, Rabbi Yishmael says, well, there are three brisas of Kadosh Baruch Hu was koreis in terms of Torah, one in Har Sinai, one in Chorev, and then the one that created Arvus, that made us liable. When you cooked and ate Basar B'Chalav in the Midbar, you got Malkus, and nobody else suffered the stain of sin. Chorev, Arvus Moav, same thing. But after Hargwisim and Harival, when you eat Basar B'Chalav, I get punished as well. I mean, I don't get Malkus, but I get punished B'Dei Shemayim as well. Hanish Taros, L'Hashem Elokeinu, V'Hanaglos, L'Nu V'Aneinu Ad Olam, Kol Yisrael, L'Revim, Zeh B'Zeh. So Rabbi Yishmael's position is the outlier here, because Rabbi Yishmael seems to think it's repeated just one for each bris, which, again, I'm not interested in that question, but it would mean that every pasuk should have been repeated three times. It's good chazara, but it's not the way the Torah works. Alex?
What's the general position of this?
Rabbi Yishmael believes that when it comes to the repetitions of Mishnah Torah, when it comes to the repetitions... Fine, the Seder. Why? Set it up and go back.
We did set it up. You can't look here.
I'm wanting to move it closer then.
Okay, try that.
Sorry.
Is it nice?
Okay. Good. Thank you. Fine. So, so that is Rabbi Yishmael's...
What's his general...
Is that something that's repeated in Sefer Dvarim? You don't darshan everything that was repeated. It was repeated because there's at least one chiddush, but it was is this statement darshan and is chiddush bo. But you can't darshan every extra word in it.
Well, where was the second appearance of Lo Tavash Lo Gezi?
Well, so again, I said Rabbi Yishmael in the general sense, right? In other words, it doesn't work either. There's no what's the chiddush according. There has to be a chiddush. It's the exact same pasuk. I could actually come up with the one chiddush, but I'll touch upon that later. So that's Rabbi Yishmael's position. Fine. Rabbi Yishmael had two talmidim, who most of you do not know because they don't appear in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah was written or represents the Torah of the students of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosei, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Nechemia. Right, Rabbi Akiva's later talmidim, all the Mishnayos, those tend to be the primary Tanaim mentioned. There are earlier Tanaim, Rabbi Akiva's generation, and preceding that a little bit, but the talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel makes it in the Mishnah relatively rarely, but he's a contemporary Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel's talmidim do not make it in the Mishnah. Two of his most prominent talmidim, who are found repeatedly in the Midrashei Halacha and Melul and Tosefta and some in the Yerushalmi, are Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia. So here we have, following their Rabbi, Rabbi Yonasan Omer. Can't count the first one. Those of you who might have learned Sanhedrin may recognize this is about Dorshin Tchilos. Go ahead. Okay, I just want to make one correction here, and I'm not always as careful as I should be. The word after lehispashel. Yeah, and I, as you understand, some of you know why that I mocked it on that, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin does a very famous limud. How do you know in the sugya of Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemasores? So how do you know it's Losavashel Gadi B'Chalev B'Chalev Imo? Maybe it's B'Chelev Imo. So Chelev is both the Nismach and the Nifrad. It is the bound and the unbound form. Chelev means fat. Chelev also means the fat of. However, Chalev is the non-bound form. It's the Nifrad. And when you say the milk of, so it becomes Chalev. In popular locution, people will say Chalev Yisrael, but it's really Chalev Yisrael. As long as you don't say Chalev Yisrael, you're okay. So when you stick a pronoun on the end, I'm pretty sure that the way it's declined is Bachalava, not Bechalba. And ordinarily, I wouldn't be a stickler for this. People in the base medrash might read it that way, except for we really don't want to say Chalba, because that would be totally wrong. Not just the mispronunciation, but actually the wrong meaning. So. Chalava. Chata pata chanda de ches. Chalav becomes chalev, and when it's got something at the end, it's chalava. Okay? I don't think chaleva. I think that vowel would be reduced. But if even a word, be chaleva. Just not chalva. So the second one is going to be, the reason why I read the second pasuk is because I would have assumed that included in the prohibition of basar b'chalav is non-kosher meat and non-kosher milk. And when I mean non-kosher meat, is I don't mean nevela. I mean non-kosher species. So you would have made a kal v'chomer, but apparently you would have made a kal v'chomer, and that's why the pasuk has to exclude it. Go ahead. So again, I would have said that behema Torah is metamba b'masa. How is behema Torah metamba b'masa? If you lift a cow up and you carry, you know, you have a race, you know, you carry the cow across the barn. All right, are you tamei?
Means
if it's nevela, the animal dies without a proper shechita, then the animal is metame b'maga, nevela is metame b'maga uvemasa. Fine. So just as a tame is metame b'masa, if you pick a pig up, and you carry it across the barn, are you tame? No. Pig has to be dead. Okay? But it doesn't matter whether you do shechita on the pig or the pig dies a natural death. Doesn't matter. There is no such thing as shechita on a behemah tamea. Dead pig is a dead pig. It's metame b'maga over masa behema tamea. So they have that in common. So therefore, I would have said lamadita. Now, is this a kal v'chomer, by the way? It's a din, but really, what is it?
It's a hekesh.
It's a bame matzinu. It's a bame matzinu is a kal v'chomer where they're equal, where one isn't kal, wasn't chomer, but neither is the other one chomer and one kal. So it's a bame matzinu, right? Just as we find by behema, by behema tahora that it sometimes is metame b'masa. So behema tamea is metame b'masa sometimes also. Therefore, maybe you should have this same iser basa b'chalav. Therefore, tamad lomar. The extra pasuk b'chalev imo v'lo b'chalev tamea. In other words, you still have to know how do you know that imo isn't tamea. But okay, they're assuming that. Finally, shlishis. Lo b'chalev adam. Right. So adam, also known as mahalche shtayim, does not have any of the general dinim of behemos, right? The din of dam ha'adam is mutter min ha'torah. It's asa mid rabbanon. Why? Because of a marisayim. That's why they say that the basa shebein shinav you can be motzeitz and swallow, but the basa that gets on the food, because you have a cut in your mouth or something in your gums, so that you have to scrape away the stuff, right? It's not oser betamo. There's an isid rabbanon of marisayim, otherwise dam ha'adam would have been mutter. Bisar ha'adam, assuming we're not talking about a dead person, assuming we're talking about, you know, basar min ha'chai, so is machlokas ha'rishonim, whether or not it is asar min ha'torah or asar min derabana. The Rama believes this in Isar Asay. Most rishonim assume that the cannibalism per se, not of a dead person who might be asar v'hana, but cannibalism per se is only in Isar derabana. And finally, the other thing that might come from a person would be chalev ha'isha, normally ha'isha, it's not impossible for a man, but typically chalev ha'isha, and the din of chalev ha'isha is the exact opposite of dam ha'adam. Dam ha'adam is mutter kishelo pirish, but asur once it was porish. And chalev ha'isha, to anybody but her child that she's nursing, or another child that she's nursing, is asur kodem shepirish, but is mutter once it was porish. So once the milk is in a kli, so a person would be permitted to consume it. There are stories like that of people going to other people's refrigerator when they shouldn't have, and getting their just desserts in that regard. But the bottom line is, alpidin, it's mutter. It might not be so appealing to people, but nonetheless, chalev ha'adam is mutter. So here, what about bishul b'chalev ha'adam? So the din is the same thing. In other words, chalev ha'adam isn't chalev. You know what the definition of chalev, incidentally, is? The halachic definition of chalav is milk produced in the udders of a cow, goat, or sheep, or maybe a chaya that was milked and removed when the animal is still alive. One of the topics that we're going to deal with, Simin Sadi, Nuchas Basa B'chalav, we're not going to spend a lot of time on it unless someone here can find someone who can get us kachal, is the udder of a cow. If you take a cow, you want to know, it's a famous gemara, you will see, that Yalta, remember what's the rule of Yalta? Don't mess with Yalta, yes. Yalta, Rav Nachman's wife, said everything at Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Masha Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu Leheter Leiser Sabar Kineg Leheter. This is the famous Gemara. It's in Parakala Basar, and she gives various examples. Fascinating. All right, but she said Basar B'chalav. What's the deal? So he told the servants Zviku La Kachla. Go make her a chal. Go make her an udder. Right. So if you take a cow and you shecht it, and then you extract the milk from the udder, Minatora, that doesn't have the din of chalav. Minatora, that's par. It's not bisari, it's not chalavi. Midraban and all sorts of dinim and chomers and so on. But alpi din Torah, you could take that milk, you can make whatever you want, you can have your cheeseburger, you could have, I don't know, whatever fancy dishes might be cooked milk and meat. That is par of milk min ha-Torah. So the definition of milk min ha-Torah is chalav from ibehema tahora, maybe chayat Torah, that's a machlokas atanon, that was removed from the animal when the animal was alive. Okay, and still tastes like milk. If it's curdled in an animal in a calf's stomach, that's a big machlokas we'll deal with at the end of our first simon. What's the din, or what's called keva? When a calf has nursed, or an animal has nursed, but if a calf has nursed from another animal, and the milk is now accumulated in the stomach, does it still have the din of chalav for all sorts of reasons? And ayim lekamon. Okay, so Rabbi Yonasan says that the three basa b'chalavs, one is for darsh and darshan chilas. One is to tell you no behemoth mea, and one is to tell you no chalev adam. Okay, if that's the case, by the way, now, Rabbi Yoshi Omer, read Rabbi Yoshi for a second. Okay, so Rabbi Yoshi says that you need to teach you three things, behema, chaya, and oaf. What's the difference between behema and chaya? For starters, the insult that you might give to someone, it depends. You know, behemoth for one thing and chayas for a different one. Okay, putting that aside. So that is, if you, I don't know if you can technically domesticate deer. You can have deer on farms and enclosures. But the answer is that it has to do with certain simanim of the animal. We tend to think of it domesticated or not, but it has to do with the horns, the various simanim that the Gemara in Chul at the end of the third parak gives in terms of what's a beim, what's a chaya. Colloquially, we often say domesticated versus not, but it's not entirely clear. In other words, a bison might be, I think bison are probably domesticable, even though it's usually wild. A bison is probably, a bison is a question, but it might be considered a behema. Not entirely clear. The big nafkamina, obviously, between behema and chaya is? Okay, I was thinking chaylev is one rasa, but kisedam is the other. Two of them, both of them go together. I mean, they both of them are relevant. Whether you have to do kisedam only by a chaya, and whether the chaylev is also only by a behema. Fine. The real machlokas at Tanaim is what about basar b'chalav? So according to Rabbi Yoshia, so the Isser Torah applies by behema, chaya, and oaf. Which is the oddball there? Why? Oafs don't make milk. That's great. Okay, that's a good expression. Oafs don't make milk. Fine. So what is Rabbi Yonasan's position, by the way, about the question of chaya and oaf? Nobody argues on behema. There's a funny girsa later in this paragraph that at least one of you came and asked me about. I don't know how many you read carefully or you read too quickly, but everyone should have come up and said, I don't understand this line. And if you go towards three lines from the end of this paragraph, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Meimanem Abashosha Makomas Prat Lachaya Prat Labehema Prat Loaf. Rabbi Akiva's my man. I like him, because according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no Isser Basar B'chalav. I don't know what he includes in it. Prat l'beheima, chayav oaf. Did some of you realize that was a problem?
You assume it must have been the other, like the weird usage of prat, like specifying, not excluding.
Yeah. Fair. Listen, we live with alternative facts, so we can have alternative meanings to words. Prat doesn't mean to exclude, it means to include. The dictionary says it means to include that. The answer is behemoth meah. The answer is behemoth meah. Firstly, I have the benefit of knowing Rabbi Akiva's shita for the Mishnah in Chulin, which is Rabbi Akiva assumes it's only behema, does not include chaya, does not include oaf, which is the way we paskim. In our Torah, there's no Isser Basar B'chalav by chaya or oaf. A venison cheeseburger is a mutum in our Torah. A chicken cheeseburger is certainly mutum in our Torah. Rabbi Yosef HaGalili in the Mishnah in Chulin, he doesn't explicitly argue on the chaya part, but based upon what he says and the same thing that's found at the end of this paragraph, I think that's, Rabbi Yosef Galili, the simple Rabbi Yosef Galili is that birds no, fowl no, chaya yes. Rabbi Akiva says birds and chaya no, but even Rabbi Akiva's moda that a behema tahora, there is an Isser Basar B'chalav. Yes, Judah?
Rabbi Yosef has a position is that Basar B'chalav is only prohibited by behema tmeya?
No, what, Rabbi Akiva? Or Rabbi Yosef says achas. It includes, he says, behema, chayino. Probably not, possibly not behema tmeya, but certainly behema Torah, chay tahora, and oaf are all asim in Torah b'chalav, according to Rabbi Yoshia. What would Rabbi Yonah, Alex?
So what does Rabbi Akiva mean when he says prat
l'behema?
Tmeya. So the only
thing, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's included in the Isser Basar B'chalav in Torah is behema Torah. By the way, this is not a small, this is not a davar katan, by the way. This is not purely academic. Why? Because we're going to paskin that anything that's mutam in Torah is only asr b'achila, not asr b'bishul, and not asr b'hanah. That is not the opinion of Kulei Alma. We will deal with this in the sugyos in Kalabasar. Most Rishonim and our Psach assume, the Rambam, and it is not really challenged later, even the Isser V'Heter, some of you already know from experience who the Isser V'Heter is, even if you don't know who actually wrote it. You have a sense of the role the Isser plays. The Isser V'Heter, I think, also postulates that anything that's Mutter Minatorah is Mutter B'Bishul, and is Mutter B'Hana, it is only Asa B'Achila. And obviously that's a huge Nafkamin. Huge nafkamin. So anyway, what is Rabbi Yonasan's position in terms of behema chaya va'of? Well, he talks about occurrence number one tells you nothing. Ein darshan tchilas. Occurrence number two excludes behema tamea. Occurrence number three excludes Adam. So what would you say Rabbi Yonasan's position is on high on an oath?
It seems like it'd be awesome. Does he feel like he has
That's
to
what I think. In which case, what's the nafgamina then between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia? Two-word answer, those of you who do Sanhedrin should know. What is the machlokas between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia? I reformulated that carefully. I didn't say the nafgamina. Mashmas Dorshin Ika Benayhu. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says in its sugya. In other words, it's just how you get to it. They don't disagree on the din, it's just how you get to the din. Fine, continue. Rechelim, what is behema gasa?
Cows?
Yeah, it means large animals. I don't remember, is there a real nafkamina in HaTorah as a matter of principle between behema gasa and hemadaka? In other words, there's bakar in this tzon, right? And it matters in various, when the Torah says to bring a par, you have to bring a par. But as a category, and most of the time, the Torah will specify kesef or eis, occasionally allowing both, like brachat asayochid. And in Masur behema, all the sheep and goats are considered tzon, all go into the corral together, separate from the bovines. Separate from the bakar, but I'm not sure in general whether the category behema gasa behema daka is something that's outside. I mean, our Torah at least lashon bnei adam. There is actually an afkamina ladina in terms of the classification of behema gasa behema daka. The gzera midrabanan of not selling a behema to a non-Jew, having to do with concern of shvisas behemto on Shabbos that you might rent it to him, you might lend it to him, you might let him try it out. So the halacha was that behema gasa you're not allowed to sell. Behema daka was taluy upon minhag. But I'm not sure in HaTorah these are really distinguishable categories. So when he says behema gasa here, he means cows. He means bovine. So achas behema gasa ve'achas le'izim achas le'recheidim. According to Rabbi Chanan, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, what's the din of chayav ha'of in HaTorah?
Mutter.
Right? Because there's no source for it. All you have is for the three kinds of behema, which are listed in best form, in Parshas Re'eh, how does it go there? Shor Seichas Avim V'Sei Izim. And then it lists seven chayos. So, behema, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, it should be that it's all Mutam and HaTorah except for Shor Seichas Avim V'Sei Izim. Continue. Okay, so he doesn't, so how, where does he fall out? Well, he's sort of in between. What does he exclude?
Oath,
but he would include chaya. Okay? Interestingly enough, he doesn't talk about chaya gasa and chaya daka. I don't know why. There is such a category. Go ahead. Yeah. So this is the one that really is the one that we standardly quote. It's the one that Rashi quotes on Chumash that it says three times: one for bishul, one for achila, one for hana'a. Daniel.
So the other day. Still presume there is an Isra'na'ah, but they're just getting it from somewhere.
We haven't spoken about so the way you could break this passage down in the Mechilta is the first paragraph talks about the three repetitions, and the next paragraph is split into two parts. How do you know that there's an Isra Achila? How do you know that there's an Isra'na'ah? How do you know there's an Isra Bishul? Because the Torah says so. How do you know there's an Isra Achila and Hana? The Mechilta will work out. Interestingly enough, how does the Targum translate Los Vashel Gedi Bachalei Mimo? Los Seichlun Bisar Bachalav. Right? He translates Isser Achila, but really there is, you know, and it starts out as an Isser Bishul. These are not insignificant points. They're not just academic in the sense that these three different types of Isurim are interconnected, and the question is, what are those interconnections? The famous Nikuda Nifla of the Rambam that some of you know, some of you heard of, even if you don't remember what it is, and some of you have never heard of. The famous Nekuda Nifla of the Rambam, with huge implications, halach lemaisa, in certain circumstances, relates to the relationship of the Isser Achila and the Isser Hana of Basar B'Chalav. This is, by the way, a generally larger question in Shas, and a famous, famous sugya, whose fullest form is found in Kol Perek Kol Shah. When did the yeshiva last do Psachim? Was it that long ago? I was doing something else when the yeshiva was doing psachim. So in Perek Kol Shah, so the sugya, the Gemara has a famous machlokas which you, I think you see briefly in Parakal Abasar, between Rabbi Chizkia and Rabbi Abahu. When the Torah says you may not eat something, does that also mean you're not allowed to get Hana'ah unless the Torah specifically permits it? Or is the default option when the Torah says you may not eat something is you may not eat it, but Hana'ah is mutter unless the Torah somehow formulates it in a way that should teach you that it's prohibited. So these are actually larger conceptual issues and also have major ramifications in terms of our sugya. We will also see in the opening part of our sugya that we'll be doing, starting with the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel, the relationship between Bishul and Achila is also an important one. Okay. Continue.
Dabar acher, achat b'bein ba'aretz b'bein b'chutz la'aretz, v'achat b'fnei habayit, v'achat shelo b'fnei habayit.
Okay, now it's going to go on to describe things. What's missing? Okay, how much is 1 plus 1?
These aren't from the three instances. The subsequent elucidation of the Lima makes it clear.
Yeah, that he's only guilty.
This isn't a drusha based on the three instances of the pasuk. It's a drusha based on
the context of the two pasukim.
So I'm going to tell you that I disagree with you, but I'm going to have to fulfill the role of magia sefer here. I think there's something that fell out of the mechota because there is a third. What's the third leg that's missing?
One in the
Beis Hamikdash,
outside the Beis Hamikdash,
and
everywhere. And
then
Chutz L'Aretz, aren't those the three?
One second. No, there'll be four. Okay? It's Beim B'Aretz, Beim B'Chutz L'Aretz. B'fnei Abayis, V'Shelo B'fnei Abayis. If you learn the Mishnayis in Chulin, you know what the third leg is. I think the Baalei HaTosfos asked the Kasha in the opening Kol HaBasar. It's in the Tosefta. It's not in the Mishnah. Let me step back a second. The Mishnah, if you learn the Mishnayis, starting with Kisei Hadam, Osev Espino, Gid HaNoshe, skipping later, Yisrael Chaim and Keva, Reishis Hagez, Sheluach HaKen, you get the same formulation to address three questions. What? No. One is when the Beis HaMikdash is standing or even when it's not. Number two is Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Number three is Chulin and Mukdashin. Okay, so I suspect, which by the way, does come up in the bottom paragraph on the page. I think that's the one that fell out. It's almost like they got distracted by discussing the Limud, so they forgot that one. But I think that in the structure that this is following, there should be three things.
But the Talmud Bomar, Lo Sof Lukol Nebeva, the Nemar Lo Sof Ashal Yiti, makes it sound like it's all a Limud from the last episode.
So I understand. So let's read, and then I'll explain. At the end of the day, it fails to answer the question. There's two of the psukim come with one context, namely the cultic context, and two come with the non-cultic context, nevela. One comes with the non-cultic context, but you shouldn't need three. So let's read it. So, achas
lefi shehu omer reshit bikuriyat madecha lo shamanu ela bezman shabikurim nohaginu v'makom shenar bikurim nohagin sham nohei basar b'chala v'makom sheina bikurim nohagin bezman sheina bikurim nohagin lo shamanu tamo domar lo tzuchu kol nevela.
Right. So you got to explain. You're missing why the third one. Two, we understand.
It's answering a different question. My theory for why it got lumped in this paragraph is that because the limud starts out with achas, right? The same as all. The
I know, but
things.
It's a very strange for anybody to have made that statement, to have said. Okay, Dabar Acher. And certainly the redactor of the Bechilta didn't see it that way. Dabar Acher, Achas Bein Baretz Bein Chutz, Achas Bein Baretz Shnei Lefnei Abayis.
It might not be exactly the same topic, but it's another limud of that Basra Chala.
If you wanted to say Ein Dorshin Tchilos, that he's working with that assumption, and then I would swallow that. Otherwise, I think Bein Bechul and Bein Mukdashim is the one that it fell out. That's what I think. I'm speculating, but it's a very reasonable speculation.
So what's with the conclusion of Talmud Lomar, which we don't have any of the other Limudim, right? Where he specifically talks about the hekesh between Nevela and Lo Sof Ashal Gedi
The crucial point of establishing the Nevela shows you that it can apply even Shelo B'fnei Abayis and arguably by Chulin, not just by Mukdashim. It depends which way you want to go with those two. So, okay, anyway, it's interesting that it doesn't provide a third. You would have expected that. So, continue.
Rabbi Akiva Omer, B'Imanem, Rabbi Shoshamet, Kamot, Prat L'Chaya, Prat L'Behema.
Taho, Tameya, and Prat L'Oh. Okay, and why, I understand why yatsa of, why yatsa behemet mea? Of doesn't have chalev imo, behemet mea does. Why is behemet mea excluded from this?
Because it's not
nevela. A dead behemet mea is not a nevela, it's a dead behemet mea. Incidentally, in case you're not convinced of what Rabbi Akiva meant, when you look in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer Chayev Of Enam Atar Shenemal Los Vashel Gidiba Chalev Mogim Upamim Prat L'Chayel Of Ubehima Temeya. I suspect what happened in the Mechilta was that it got reordered because of Rabbi Yoshia, and it sounds exactly like Rabbi Yoshia. Which came first, the Mechilta or the Mishnah? In theory, there's a great scholarly machlokas whether the Medrash form or the Mishnah form is the earlier one. But as a literary enterprise, which came first? The answer is the Mishnah. When you see something that looks like the Mishnah in the Midrash Halacha, you should assume it's what, you know, Epstein used the term tzitat, tzitatim. In other words, they're citations from the Mishnah. They are not the original form which the Mishnah comes later. The relationship between Mishnah and Tosefta, by the way, is a much more complicated one. Okay.
Do we think the Mishnah came first in this context?
I think it's a general rule. You can tell that the citations, all over the Mechilta and the Sefer Yomikan Amru, it's regarded as secondary. Okay, but the Tosefta's relationship to the Mishnah is interesting, but not our topic. Now, Lo Sivashel, we've gotten that. Now we got that down. Thank you, Adin. Sam. You think you could hide behind this monitor? You can't. Okay. Baltochal, probably. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Basar bechalos yeshbo baltavashel din hu sheyeshbo baltochal.
Okay. So, what's the din of Pesach here?
You can't eat it if it was cooked.
Are you allowed to cook the Pesach in liquids?
There's no explicit
iser. There's no iser. It's not one of the lavim. Obviously, by doing so, you're mevatel the possibility of being mekayim achilas haPesach, but there's no iser. You don't get malchus because it's not lo special. You only get malchus upon for eating Pesach that was mevushal, whatever the terms of bishul are. Okay? So, if you're not allowed, if there's no iser, and it's a funny way of saying it, it's not that it's mutter to cook a Pesach. There's no iser in cooking a Pesach, yet you can't eat it when it's cooked, so basar b'challah, whether it's an iser of cooking it, certainly it's us to eat. Yeah?
If you would cook it, then would you be able to eat it as your chagiga, like the supplement?
No.
Because
it's a korban Pesach. It doesn't change what it's... All of the korbanos, the kohanim can eat pretty much however they want to eat. Korban Pesach, you see this even in the Mishnayos and Ezer Mekomot. Right? Everything else is, you know, it's nechal b'chol machol. Right, but this is the only one that's only nechal tzlish. Okay, now, so by the way, you realize this serves as a template for trying to learn basically what this means is as follows. We have lots of isuri achil in the Torah, even though there's no isur in making them, in mevashal them. But there are isur b'achila, so upasa b'chalav, you're not allowed to mevashal it, certainly you can't eat it. That's the basic logic, and they're going to try from six different isur. That's all that goes on. So now the Gemara says, lo. Right. In other words, Pesach cannot be eaten in any form or fashion when it was cooked, whereas the basar could be cooked in other things and the chalav can be cooked in other things. Therefore, in other words, it's not a kal v'chomer because Pesach is not a kal. It has aspects which are a chomer as well. Therefore, you can't learn the chomer of achila from carbon Pesach to basar v'chalav. Yes.
What exactly do you
mean by yisur? In other words, basar you can't cook. You can't cook kedi in milk. You can cook kedi in water. You can cook it in orange juice. You can cook it in wine. You can cook it in olive oil. Carbon Pesach you cannot cook in any liquid. The only one thing you can cook the carbon Pesach in. What is that? fire. Okay, go ahead.
Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hansar, Ima Ganasha,
Shein
Bo Baal Tevashel, Yesh Bo Baal Tochal.
Exact same thing. In Isra Achila, no Isra Bishol, let's make the Kabbal Chomer. The answer is lo. Two things of interest here. Number one, the assumption is that the Gid Anasha was prohibited before Matan Torah. There's a last mission in Gid Anasha has a machlokas of Yudin Chachamim, exactly how to understand the pasuk in Vayishlach. It's a machlokas of Rishonim, how to understand the machlokas of Tanaim. But one way of understanding one position is that Gid Anasha was never prohibited to Bnei Yaakov. Al Kein Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael is a gloss. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's gloss on the story in Bereishis, explaining why we don't eat the Gid Anasha, not that Yaakov's children weren't allowed to eat the Gid Anasha. Anyway, be that as it may, the second point is there's an assumption that a mitzvah that is given Kodem Matan Torah somehow has greater chubra, has greater status than something given after Matan Torah. Why? Presumably because the Ribbono Shel Olam thought it couldn't wait. Danny?
The second attempt here of Gid Hanasha is not necessarily a Kalva Chomer in the same sense that the one by Korban Pesach was. Because Korban Pesach, you had something which was usher to eat while it's cooked, but the only presentation of the Isser was an Isser Achila. Right? So therefore, if you have something that's explicitly usher to cook, obviously it should be usher to eat. Here, Gid Hanasha, there's nothing about Bishol contingent in the Isser.
Okay, so it's a weaker Raya.
Right.
Okay. So the Gemara rejects it. The Mechilta rejects it on other grounds. Next, hooray! Correct. So the Gemara says
lo.
Right. In fact, not only b'masa, but as far as I know, b'asa b'chala is not matame at all. Neither maga nor masa, and certainly not in ohel. Alex.
What are these words in
the I don't know whether they're original or not. They're just spelling out the obvious. Okay?
They're not yours, though.
No. They're not mine. Okay. Continue. The answer is obvious, no. So therefore, since none of these examples actually provide proof positive for what we want, therefore, Talmud Lomar. Okay, I don't know what the brackets are doing. Lahavi.
Lahavi, Basra Bachala, Asra Bachila.
I mean, the brackets are necessary. You didn't have the word Lotov Lenin twice.
Okay, so the question is, if Lotov Lenu, so this is a little complicated. So I'll give you the brackets, assuming Lotov Lenu, if it refers to Dam, even one of them may be extra.
The public before said don't eat it.
Yeah. Well, no, because we know from many other places in the Torah the Dam is prohibited.
Like, Pazakov Gimel said, don't eat blood, and then Pazakov Dalet said, starts the Loto.
Correct, right, and twice. So anyway, I'm not interested in figuring that part out now. Bottom line, that Loto Chlenu was the extra Pasuk. The Bavli, by the way, is going to, to the extent that it takes an extra Pasuk, it picks a different Pasuk, Lo Sochal called Toei Vait, the Yisra Vashi. We'll see that. It's in the Sukkot. Next. Isi Omer, which is really interesting. What is this limud?
It's understanding nefesh as the chalav.
Yeah, because what is the nefesh?
Oh,
it's the life source. No, I don't want to go there. Yeah, I'm Biro Chacham there. There's a comment of Rabbeinu Bachaye. Didn't you see that?
Yes.
Here it is. Okay, that's a fascinating idea. But Danny is alluding to the fact that in the Galenic tradition, which is one opinion in Chazal, the source of milk in a female of a species is that the blood, it really in people. I know, that's based upon the Galenic tradition. Yes, that's the one day in the Gemara. And Dam Nechav Nasis Chalav. The kasha was, why do nursing women not menstruate? The answer is because the blood is being converted into milk. Lest that sound like a nutty idea to you, if you already know this, if you look in Da Vinci's anatomical drawings, which preceded Harvey's theory of the circulation of the blood, you will see a very large blood vessel that connects the uterus with the mammary glands. They took Dam Nechav Nasis Chalav very seriously. So much so that the Gemara in Bechoros has to talk about, well, why is it mutter to eat chalav, to drink chalav? Because if it's dam, which was nechar, then maybe it should be aser. Anyway, so, but that's not, I think, what they're thinking at. Right now they're thinking that milk is the life-giving source to the animal, in the same way that the blood is the nefesh of the being. And just as you can't eat the blood, you shouldn't eat something, lo sochal ha-nefesh im ha-basar. You can't eat the milk along with the basar. Which, by the way, I just want to say, though, if this were really, 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 really the source, I would have argued that the Issa should even be not the Derech Bishul. Right? If it says, Lo Sochal Nefesh and Basar, if milk is considered the Nefesh, when you have Dam in Basar and you eat it, then you have to cook it in order for it to be Asar? Adarabba. What happens if you cook blood? The Gemara in Menachos says, and most Rishonim pasul this way, not the Rambam Rashi, Dam Shebishlo is only the Rabbanon. So Lo Sochal Nefesh and Basar should tell you that there's an Isser. I told you the joke. Right? You know the joke? God says to Moses, don't cook a kid in its mother's milk. Right? You've heard the rest of it? And he keeps saying, God said, finally, Moshe says, oh, we shouldn't do X, Y, and Z. God repeats, and so I guess the last one, Moshe says, oh, we should have separate towels and separate dish racks. And finally God says, fine, have it your way. Right, but we assume that Basar B'chalav, and I'm not good at telling jokes, and I don't take the time to tell it now anyway. So the point is that Basar B'chalav is only us. You know, if you want to think about how crazy the Jewish kitchen is, but if you think about it, Minat Torah, Basar B'chalav is only Asar when it is Basar Behemah Torah, B'chalei Behemah Tahorah, cooked together al ha'esh. Everything else, eating them together, mixing them together, waiting in between, all these sorts of things, pretty much everything is a din d'rabbanan. Everything is a din d'rabbanan. But if you said, Lo Sochal Nefesh Basar, we're really the source, that who says you require additional? Anyway, more any questions?
What's the Galenic tradition?
I think it's from Galen, the idea that nursing women don't menstruate because the blood turns into milk. I believe so. Okay.
Galen was a
Roman physician. Roman scientist, I think. I think Galen is Roman. I could be wrong, but I believe he's Roman. Oh, no, he's definitely in the Roman period, much later. He's not of the age of Aristotle. Okay. Okay. Continue. Sam. Okay. Fine.
What is Lalan here?
One second. So I assume he means by Trefa.
Oh. Kedusha by blood and it mentions Kedusha and Shmod.
Really? No, I thought Vanshe Kodesh Tiyonu Basa Basa De Trefa Lo Sochaydu. That's what I thought.
And then the Pasuk of Devarim where it talks about
If it's never lakan lahalan, I assume it's a trefa. Could be wrong, but okay. Eimi ella. Now we've established isra achila. However, we establish it. Now, what about isra hadas? Eimi
ella isra ba'achila. Asur ba'hanam minayin. Marta kav lachomer. Ma arla shalot na'ada ba'vera asra achila v'lahan niya.
Vahanaya.
Basar Bechalav. Shanad Vavera. Eno Dinsha Isser. Isser Bechila Vahana.
Right. So basically, what the Gemara can now use to try to prove this point is to find any Isser Achila, which is also Asar Vana, and say, we can make a Bina from one to the other. So correct. I understand. I don't mean being not supposed to kavachom. In other words, but you look for an isser achila which is also aser bana and say if aser b'chalav is aser b'achila, certainly it must be aser bana. The problem with this is that you have isser achila which are not aser bana.
Isn't this all strongly like motivating the idea that whoever was writing this knew the din already and they're looking?
Of course, I understand that. So the mechilta continues. They tried to say, look, if orla nobody did an avera, how do you get something to be orla? You plant a seed or a tree. And you get Arla. Did you violate Avera? No. And yet it's Aser Bachi Labana. So Basa Bachala, well, you violated an Avera to create the Basa Bachala. Certainly should be Aser Bana. So the Gemara says. Right, in other words, maybe Orla is Aser Bana because it never had a chance where it would be Mutter. As soon as Orla, as soon as something became a pre, it's Aser Mishram Orla. But Basa Bachala started out as Heta plus Heta. Maybe it always is Mutter Bana. It's only Aser Bachila. Okay. Right, so Pesach comments you can't eat on Pesach, and it had a Shas Heter, namely before Pesach, and it's also Bana. Now you can't here say Lo Nedar Ba'Avera maybe because you might, if you have comments on Pesach, it might have been you did do an Avera, which is Bal Yirah. But doesn't matter. Hu Yochiach. So they say now low. So stop for a second. So we say no. Chametz is different. It's aser bana because it's so chamor. It has kareis, so maybe it also is aser bana because of that chumra. Now, if you were the Bavli, what would you do right now? You would make a tzara shavah shebishneihem. The Bavli here actually doesn't, and neither does the Mechilta. Strangely enough, I could have made this. That said, you know what? If you tell me, so I'll say, Orla Yochiyah, the Chazar Hadin. Right? If Orla, there's no Kares, and it's Asabachil, it's also Asabana, so Basabachalav, which is Asabachil, there's no Kares, should also be Asabana. I mean, the Kares is not what's going this right now, because Harai Orla is Asabana. Then, but Ma, La Orla Shalonet, the Bavera, Tomar, Basabachalav. So then I will say that. I'm sorry, Ma'ala Orla Shalo Haisalo Shas HaKosher. That's why it's Asabana, but Tomar, but Basa B'Chalav, which did have a Shas HaKosher, Chametz B'Pesach Yochiyah. It had a Shas HaKosher, it's still Asabana. Now when you say to me, you can't turn around and say, ah, but Pesach is Kareis, we addressed that issue already. Between the two, between Orla and Pesach, Chametz B'Pesach, you have enough to make a Binah. They don't. They now go on, and they go further, which is? That's what where the Mechilta leaves it. We'll have to see what the Bavli does.
But isn't Kelei Kerem has a case kind of a tzara, like is it the case itself is kind of a tzara shabbat? It's nesa bavera, or is it?
Well, Nevda Bavera would have been better if Lo Nevda Bavera, because then you have a Tavachomer. Instead, it's just right. It is the most shavet. It is the most look. The truth is, Haisalo Shasa Kosher is the same thing. In some ways, it's Nevda Bavera. The reason why, in other words, something that was Mutter, you did it Avera and it became Asa.
But the Kelei Kerem is, it takes the Tzara Shabbat from and combines it into one whole case.
Yes, it's true. That is true. So Rebbe Omer?
Rebbe Omer, Om, Kor, Lachri, Lot Veshel Di, Amra Torah, Dish, Mutarenu, Lot Veshel, Mutarenu,
in other words, La Gersha Bisharecha Tanana Machala Omachar Lanachri, but Los Vashogali Bachalinimo when you're going to be Mokhar Tanachri. Why? Because the assumption is that Mechira is in Isser Hana. The pastures, by the way, is, I don't know if this is ever disputed, is that when we talk about the Isser Hana from something, it is also Asamana Torah to sell it. One could have constructed an argument that said that the only time something is Asr Bahana, Minat Torah, it's considered Hana, is when you actually Nene Migufa Isser, especially when you talk about Isser Achila. There's Avodah Zarah Asr Bahana, obviously, I mean, you could also say physically, but those Isurim that are fundamentally Isurim Achila, one might have said that Isur Hana is only when it's a bodily Hana, when you're Nene from the Gufa Chavis itself. But if you were to sell it, maybe that wouldn't be considered Asur. So it's clear, at least from this context, it would seem not so. Basa B'Chalav, at least pastresses, is a quintessential Isur Achila. And the Isur, the Makor for the Isur Hana, that this Dan, that Rebbe brings, is the Isur Mechira. It means that selling it and getting money for it is also considered Hanamana Torah. Daniel, and we'll stop with this.
I don't understand this drasha on a simple level. Meaning, Kishitim Kohenu is referring to what? The Gedi or the
Nevela?
So Kishitim Kohenu Lot Hasan.
You're not allowed to cook it, though, in milk. That is, you can sell it to the guy with the Nevela, but if you were to cook the Nevela in milk, it would be usher to sell to the guy.
Do you think Rebbe disagrees with the thing about, with the whole about?
It's a different Makor. That's all.
But according to what you're saying, that you said that Rebbe thinks he can't sell a Nevela cooked with milk.
No, in other words, you might almost say it's a kabel chomer to a shchuta. In other words, the vela, where there was another issue there already, nonetheless, it's also about
no. You just say it's more of a, not masmata, but the fact that it says the word tim kuren right before loads of HLDD is that he's building off of it. Because very clearly, the subject of the verb Tim Crane is talking about nevela, and
the understood, but the point is, why does the as soon as the Torah tells you, you can't eat nevela, but you can sell it, why does it tell you not to cook something? So the answer that Rebbe says is it's telling you, before you sell to the guy, you can't cook it, because if you did, you wouldn't be able to sell it to the guy. I'm not telling you that's pshat in the pasuk, I'm just telling you that's what Rebbe is trashing.
You think Lala for Rebbe thinks that you can't, that we said until now that Bas Rochad doesn't apply to nevela.
Right, that's my question.
Did I say today
that
yes. The problem, of course, that you raise, however, is that the Rambam and the Kudah Niflah says that Basar B'Chalav is Isser Hana and Achila does not apply to Nevela because of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. More on that at some point later. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. So...